Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International, and this is this week's Marriage Insight Podcast. This time we want to share with you being different together. Now, someone once said, you may never think alike, but you can work to think together. If you ask us, those are wise words, and they have inspired us many times through our years of marriage to work to bridge our differences instead of erecting walls of contention. Now, those walls can only separate us, and that's not what marriage is all about. So we are continually learning how to be different together.
And that's a hard task, but it's a matter of marrying our differences together so that they work for us rather than against us. And trust us, it takes a lot of creativity, it takes a lot of willpower, it takes a lot of going back and forth, but we are determined that we will make this work together for our marriage rather than against our marriage. It also takes intentionality to work our differences together, and it involves a lot of give and take. When we were first married, we thought that we were so much alike, and it kind of appeared that way. We could even finish each other's sentences. Of course, actually, we can do that now.
For sure.
Most couples think that they're so much alike when they first get married, but as time passed, we discovered that it was just the opposite. We are so different in so many ways, but we've learned over the years that being different can actually be good. We can find common ground to make our differences work for the greater good of our marriage. And that's why we're doing this podcast. We're not doing this for our sake so you can find out all of our differences. We're doing this so that you can see if we can do this, you can do this. Marrying our differences is important.
It sure is. And this is not easy, though. We want you to know that. It is not an easy thing because our differences can cause a lot of problems if we let them. But we're determined not to let them, and instead we're learning how to marry those differences. What it comes down to is the fact that me plus me can make a great we team if we work to make it that way. Our individual differences can work together in good ways as much as different body parts can benefit the whole body. So we've decided that this Marriage Insight, we want to give you a peek into some of the differences we've been working on for nearly 50 years. See if you can relate to your own marital differences with this. And perhaps this will inspire you to find ways to build more relationship bridges for your marriage.
There have been times when I looked at Steve and we're so far apart in how we're feeling about a certain situation, and we'll say, okay, we know we can figure out a way to do this together. We know we can make it work together. Let's figure it out. And that's what it all comes down to. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you some of our differences. Obviously, we can't give you all of them.
We're going to honor the fact there are time constraints in this podcast because 3 hours is not what you're planning on spending with us.
Is that all the time it would take? There's a lot of differences. But again, we've just determined we're either going to be miserable all of our lives together because of our differences, or we're going to find a way of marrying them. So here's one of them. First off, Steve is more impulsive.
I am not.
And I'm more careful. But we found that actually we balance each other quite well when we allow it to. And that's the thing. We have to allow it to. So we lean into doing just that. Another one of the differences is Steve likes to joke around. You want to say something?
I'm thinking.
I'm the more serious one in the family. But Steve's sense of humor actually endears me to him even more because I do love to laugh. It just doesn't come natural to me. Plus, as the Bible tells us, it's good medicine, and it really is. I have to admit, though, that sometimes Steve's joking around can cause problems because sometimes it comes at just the wrong moment and you're not in a place for that. So that's something we're continually working on. But we have to admit it is a fun problem to work on once we get past the annoyance stage. Here's another one. Steve is high energy when it comes to playing around. I'm high energy when it comes to work matters. So he helps me to let go of more things, and I help him to work harder to finish what he starts. And together, we're a great team when we approach it that way. But sometimes we forget. It's like we put on our individual hats and we start warring at each other and go, wait a minute, we're a marital team. No, we've got to work this out. Too much work and too much fun can bring lopsided results. We're both learning that balance is important. Okay, so here's another one. Again, we said we have a whole bunch of differences. Steve's approach to work projects is, that's good enough. I tend to think, that's not good enough. So I help him to do a better job on work projects, and he helps me to ease back a bit on my expectations, which can be good sometimes. Do you want to explain what happened recently to illustrate this? This is actually our second time of doing this podcast.
Well, because yesterday we recorded our podcast, and as I was editing it, I noticed that there was a huge difference in the audio levels between Cindy and me, and I thought, you know, I think that's probably going to be good enough. See, when Cindy heard it, it
not
was
good
enough at all. Nope. And so here we are again, day two. And this is going to come out perfect. I know it.
But again, see how that works? And actually, his standard of that's good enough, sometimes I've got to adapt that because you can't do everything perfect on this side of heaven. So sometimes that's okay. But as a rule, sometimes our standards have to be higher.
They sure do. Well, here's one of mine that shows how different Cindy and I are. If napping were an Olympic sport, I would be a gold medalist. So napping is one of my favorite pastimes. And to Cindy, this just isn't important at all, except on Sundays. We do honor Sundays where we do nap together because that is God's day of rest. And that's very clear that God wants us to nap together on Sunday.
Is that in the Bible?
I'm thinking it's in Hezekiah 3. Yeah. But anyway, so those are the things that she likes to do, though, when I'm napping, is she likes to find quieter things to do. And it really works for us because when I get up, I'm refreshed, and she feels like she's accomplished some things that she wanted to get done at the same time. Now, the good news is I can usually fall asleep in just a few minutes, but it can take Cindy a long time to fall asleep. Same room, same surroundings, different results.
Oh, how I wish I had Steve's sleeping talent. But envy and coveting is not a good thing. That's what God tells us in the Bible. So it is what it is, and we just go with the flow. God created us differently, and that's okay.
It sure is. Something else that we differ on a lot is I really enjoy action movies, and Cindy can only take so much of that type of commotion. It gets her too amped up before bedtime, and that just adds to her sleeping issues. So we have conceded that there is a restriction on how late we will watch these types of movies. Nothing is allowed that is particularly sad, bad, explosive past 7 p.m. Everything past 7 is to be calm and peaceful. And I'm okay with that because we can both live well with that one.
It's something we've conceded on.
Another thing is that in the old days, I would eat mostly junk food if it were up to me. That was BC, before my cancer. But Cindy has always been into nutrition, and Cindy feels it's part of her mission to keep me as healthy as she can. And after all, she wants me to live longer. And who can argue with that motive? So she's been pretty stubborn on this one, with some exceptions. And we've had a tug and pull on this issue through the years. But more recently, I have been seeing the wisdom in healthier eating. So now, we're pretty much united on this mission. The walls have come down, and we are now walking over this bridge together, hand in hand, singing Over the Rainbow in complete agreement.
In healthy ways.
In healthy ways.
Well, here's another difference. Steve has a tendency to be a morning person. He hosted a morning drive Christian radio program, so he had to get up pretty early, actually 3:30 in the morning, and that was hard sometimes. I've become a morning person. My family all were night people, and I thought, oh, this isn't going to work. But I've become a morning person, and you know what's funny about it is now I'm actually up before he is, and I've learned to adapt, and I actually like it. And he sleeps a bit longer. Here's another one. And this was a hard one for us through the years. When it comes to having company over, Steve prefers just a few. My philosophy is the more the merrier. I love a house full of people enjoying themselves. I just love to look around and see everybody enjoying themselves and laughing, and that's great. Steve likes it quieter and not so much. Through the years, though, I've learned to cut back on the amount of people, and he has learned to accept more. So sometimes we have more people and sometimes we have less, and that works for us. And here's another thing. Steve was never much of a reader. I'm a voracious reader, but lately he's reading a lot more. He's really surprising me, and he's enjoying it.
I sure am.
We'll go to a thrift store, and he'll pick up books, too, to read, and it's like, whoa, who is this person? It's really wonderful to see that he's really enjoying us. And this goes to show you that even through all the years, we can change. There are different things that we can change. You think that you're going to be set in your ways forever? Maybe that's true, but it might not be that way. Just learn to work with your differences. Don't let them break you. Go with the flow of it. And then here's another one. And this is a biggie because we hear about this a lot through Marriage Missions. Steve likes to listen to a minister who is more of a preacher. And I like the teaching approach. And that's still the same. But we've learned to be okay with this. We absolutely refuse to argue about the preacher or the church that we attend. That can't be God's will for us. We know it's not God's will for us. So we pray about it, and we've always been able to get to a place where we're united in where we worship. It might take a lot of give and take back here and there. One might not like it as much. The other may, back and forth, but we've always been united in where we worship. After all, it's all about God, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. about uniting with God. Would he really want us to be divided over spiritual situations, to be arguing about the church that we go to be arguing about the way we worship? No, he wouldn't. In case you're wondering, the answer is no.
Well, you know, we also get quite a bit of email and comments from people on this very subject where they are divided in their homes over the church or the pastor or the music or something in their church. And it's really disconcerting for us to see that they are struggling in this area, because you don't have to. You can compromise. You can make things work.
It makes me want to cry, because I know that this displeases God so much. It's like he's leaning down at us saying, get it, people. You've got to get this. This is not that hard to understand. I would not want you divided over what church you go to. I would not want you divided over spiritual matters. Work this out. This is all part of your wedding vows. Work this out.
Mm-hmm. My turn.
Your turn.
Well, one of the things is that I am all about comfort. As I was growing up, I grew up in a home where my mom had velvet-covered furniture for her fabric, and this was not a pleasant place to grow up for me.
Now, you have to understand, his parents owned an art gallery, so they had nice things. So his mom wanted to keep it nice, and Steve didn't always recognize appropriate ways of
sitting.
As far as his mom was concerned.
Yeah. Well, what she would do is when I came in from outside, if I was sweating, she would not let me sit down before I put a towel down on the chair to sop up my back sweat.
So one of the first things Steve said to me before we got married was, okay, so just so you know, whatever furniture we get, I do not want it to be furniture where I cannot sit down on my furniture without putting a towel on it first.
And through the years, we've just learned to compromise on this, because Cindy does like comfort too. But she also likes things to be put together. And through the years, we've just learned that, you know, we can work these differences out, and it's worked really well for us. Another thing is, Cindy has always liked spicy food. I haven't, and my family didn't eat spicy food. Salt and pepper was on the table, and that was enough spice for God, I think, is what they thought.
As far as you were concerned.
But over the years, I have been able to expand my taste preferences, and now I actually like my food spicier than Cindy does. And that's just a real interesting thing that's developed. Another thing, I'm not a real artsy person, never have been. What's funny about this, as Cindy said, my parents owned a high-end art gallery when I was growing up. Now, Cindy loves art. She was a watercolor artist and an art major in college. But through the years, I've expanded my taste for art. And now I like having around the home really nice paintings. And even so, Cindy has learned not to push Art on me too much because it's all about balance. And then if we have company over and the house is a mess afterward, here's
this something. A biggie.
This has been a big issue in our marriage. My philosophy has been, let's just go to bed because tomorrow's another day and we can clean up tomorrow. Now that makes sense to me. Cindy is, let's clean it up now so we don't have to face it tomorrow. And we've been learning to compromise on that one. Actually, I'm compromising on that more than Cindy, but I'm okay with that. And now my philosophy is, if Cindy's up working, I'm going to work side by side with her until we're done and we can go to bed together.
And he does that to bless me. He just honors me that way. And actually, he likes it when he gets up early and it's all clean, too. It's just, he's tired and he wants to go to bed. And I get that. I'm tired, too. So here's another difference we have. When it comes to conflict, Steve wants to hide from it. For years, this was just so difficult. He would want to hide from it and not face it. But I want to deal with it. I want to get it behind us. And this has made some real tension through the years until we both learned to give and take on this issue. He now deals with our matters more readily, and I'm learning to back off quicker. You know, it doesn't all have to be resolved right away. The thing is that we both agree to deal with our conflicting issues at some point, and that's what's important. We don't just sweep it under the rug because it's just going to be hanging there, and it's going to come back up at some point, so we need to make sure that we work on it. Sometimes it's soon, and sometimes it's not, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, Steve is a zippy driver.
Zip, zip, zip.
His car is his palace, and he doesn't want drivers to get in his way.
Uh-uh.
I tend to be cautious and give people more space. The good news is that when I'm in the car, Steve backs down more. It took a lot of arguments because I would be so scared sometimes. And he knows it makes me too nervous when he gets too close to the car in front of him. So what he says to me is, out of love for me, as he phrases it, he's giving more space to the drivers ahead of us. And he's even doing that on his own. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another difference. I told you we have lots of differences and we can go on and on and on. Steve is more of a homebody. He likes things quieter and he likes to stay home more. He had a very public job, so he likes to be home. I've learned to stay home more. I'm the one who has been home more, and so I like to go out. But I've learned to stay home more, and now I even work from home, and I'm enjoying it. We live by the motto, together is a wonderful place to be. So whether it's at home or it's out somewhere, we're good. Steve also tends to say yes to committing us to doing something right away. I say yes after giving it prayerful thought. Now, we confer with each other before saying yes to commitments now, and that has helped a lot. Again, it's doing that thing where you're working through your issues, and it has taken us years. Steve said 50 years. Well, we're coming up on 50 years of marriage, but we've actually known each other and been committed to each other for 52 years. And through 52 years, there is a lot of that kind of thing. So some of the things that we've learned is just because we can do it, it doesn't mean that we should do it. We've learned not to pack our schedules so tightly. We've learned to confer with each other. We're now giving God more elbow room to bring the unexpected in with his last-minute appointments. And we've had some great ones. And that has been good for us. And we know it's been good for kingdom work. I had referred to it before, but Steve was a Christian radio broadcaster. So he enjoys being in front of a microphone and in front of a crowd. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that's a little bit harder when we do podcast, because as soon as you put a microphone in front of him, he gets into his announcer mode. And we've had to kind of work through this as far as being a little bit more casual here. I'm not a microphone person or in front of a crowd. That is not my comfort. I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of person. I'm happy feeding Steve all the info he needs for whatever public event he's hosting. And this works out well for both of us. Although we have to say that when it comes to marriage matters, we are both passionate speakers.
Yes, we
both get up there and we both speak passionately. Here's another thing, and it kind of is on the heels of that. I'm more of a researcher, where he's more of somebody who likes to wing it. And that doesn't always work. We can't always wing it, and we can't always research things to death. So we use that, those talents, when we're speaking and at other times too. The combo is really good, but again, we have to remember, and sometimes I'll sit back and I'll think, oh, I'm doing all this research and Steve's not, and this is not fair. Well, you know, again, he does more of other types of things. It eventually balances each other out. So surprisingly, with his radio background, you would think that, oh, he would love to speak all the time. Actually, he's more of a condenser in his personal communication style, and I'm more of an amplifier. It's a strange thing, but it's true. And sometimes the reverse is true. But we're going to refer you back to the website. We have a link to an article called What's Your Communication Style in Your Marriage? And that will explain a little bit more about the amplifier and the condenser and how you can work to make that work together. We've talked about so much of our different kind of our differences. What we want to do is impress upon you, your differences are going to be different than ours. But work through them. You can work through them. It may take you years, but you can work through them to make it work so that your differences work for you.
And we do truly hope that you're able to bridge your differences and allow them to work for your marriage. Don't allow your differences to tear you apart, and instead look for ways to be different together. This is what God says about this matter. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. So in closing, this is our prayerful hope for you. May the cord of your marriage be unbroken. But if it is, may the Lord help you to strengthen it. And that does conclude this Marriage Insight. But we do have a reminder for you that if you would like to hear other podcasts of past Marriage Insights, or if you're just looking for more help for your marriage, you can go to the website. It's very simply marriagemissions.com. And Cindy and I also wrote the book, 7 Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. It's available both in electronic and print form. This could be a good resource to help you build your own personal marital team, or maybe give it as a gift to a couple getting married to help them get off on the right foot. For more information on all of this, just go to the website. Again, it is marriagemissions.com. So until the next Marriage Insight podcast, we are Steve and Cindy Wright, hoping you'll make it your mission to reveal and reflect the heart of Christ within your marriage.